Speaking of taxanes, what are your thoughts about ABI-007 or Abraxane, which is now available?
I think it's a really interesting drug. I've actually personally been thinking about this last week because I have somebody with metastatic breast cancer who had a brief run-in with one of the taxanes a few years ago and had a very, 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 very difficult reaction to it. And I've never gone back to taxanes with her. And, you know, we're now thinking about what her options are. And this drug comes up above my radar in the hopes that, in fact, she could get the benefits of taxanes without some of the allergic stuff that she'd had before.
That's interesting. Can you tell me a little bit more about this patient in a de-identified way, how old she is, etc.?
Young woman, very young woman. In fact, during the time that we've known each other, she went out and got married and all those kinds of things.
How old was she when you first met her?
Probably in her mid-30s. So she had a early breast cancer. It was a hormone-responsive breast cancer for a very long time. Her recurrence was nodal and pleural effusion. So she had a number of hormone therapies, and then with time, she finally emerged as hormone unresponsive. And so we've moved on to chemotherapies in a pretty low-key way. Actually, at first we put her on a trial that we were doing internally that involved anthracycline and Taxotere, docetaxel. And at that time, we were doing it in combination with the drug mirimistat. I don't know if you remember the kind of generation of trials that were wondering about the use of these matrix metalloproteinase inhibitors at the same time. And with her first dose of docetaxel, she just had an incredible, hypotensive, awful time.
She had pre-medication,
Oh, yeah.
but it was an allergic reaction, an
I think
acute
so.
allergic reaction.
I think so. It was in the clinic. And so we actually pre-medicated her even more and tried it one more time, got the same thing, and then just completely bailed, stuck with the anthracycline by itself. And now she's cycled through nalbuphine and capecitabine, you know, all of our common drugs. And I have to come back and think about taxanes again, and it makes her and me nervous. And so this preparation might be one that you would consider.
So those two doses are the only taxane she's ever received?
Yep.
What are your thoughts about what you've seen in terms of the data so far with ABI-007?
So I've seen the data presented a couple of times, and it looks to me like it's a good drug. Looks to me like the toxicity profile from an allergic, you know, the Crema4 point of view appears to be better.
Right, there's no pre-medication.
Yeah, and that I think is a big plus, and I would hope that would also have an advantage for somebody like this who has this kind of funny profile in her history.
So this woman right now, what is her state in terms of symptoms, site of disease, and bulk of disease?
Bony disease, her pleural effusion was managed with a local procedure some years ago very effectively. And she has a pretty large right supraclavicular node, so we're actually finally going to drop back and radiate it as our next step and then think about what to do.
How old is she right now?
Ooh, I'm not sure if she's actually hit 40 yet. She's getting there.
Hmm.
I know it's kind of daunting, isn't it, when you think that, you know, my big goal is to get her to 40 and beyond.
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, the practice that you have, what fraction of your patients are younger patients?
This is not just me. I think I just came off of attending on our inpatient service for a while, and I was struck by the number of people under the age of 50 in our general medical oncology population. So it's a referral practice in a lot of ways.